The topic of this shiur will focus on two mishnayos that are very well known, that deal with the issue of tshuva. You will have in front of you two sheets of Mar Mekamos, and they are numbered, and will more or less follow the Mar Mekamos. The shiur that I'm going to present to you essentially is what I heard in the name of my Rebbe, Harav Soloveitchik, Zichron Livracha. And here and there, there'll be a few additions that I will be inserting, but the essential Yesod is in the name of my Rebbe, Harav Soloveitchik. The Mishnah writes at the end of Yuma, on Daf Pehem Beis, this is in the upper right-hand corner of the first page, which is item number one. The Mishnah has a famous comment. The Mishnah says, Avera shebin adam lamakom yom kippur mechaper. Transgressions that occur between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur atones for such transgressions. However, the Mishnah continues, Averos shebin adam achavero, if the Avera takes place between man and man, ein Yom Kippur mechaper at sheiratzias chavero. Then Yom Kippur does not have the ability to be mechaper, to expiate, to be an atonement for those averos, beidat machavero, till a person engages in ritzui, till a person appeases his friend. The Mishnah tells us that the source of this is really a pasuk in Chumash. Darash of Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah darshan the following pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah says, Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. This is a well-known pasuk, which almost is the mantra for Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk really begins in the following way. Ki vayom hazeh, on this day, yechaper aleichem b'tayir eschem, Hashem will atone and will purify you. Mikol chatoseichel b'fnei Hashem titoru. Before your sins, before Hashem, you shall become tohar. And this pasuk can be read one of two ways. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah reads it in a very specific kind of way, and he reads it, Avero shebin adam lamakom yom kippur mechaper. If the Avero occurs between man and Hashem, then Yom Kippur atones. However, Avero shebin adam lachavero, if the Avero is between man and man, ein Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheiratzias chavero. Then Yom Kippur does not atone for the sin till the person asks his friend for ritzoi, till he asks for appeasement, till he appeases his friend, only then will Yom Kippur offer the proper kind of kapara. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah reads the pasuk in the following way. He reads it all together. Ki vayom hazeh, on this day, yechaper aleichem, litar eschem, Yom Kippur will be mechaper you, and will be mitar you, for what averos? So the pasuk says, Mikol chatoseichel mifnei Hashem, from all the chatoyim that you committed, lifnei Hashem, beinodon lamoko. But if the ched is committed, beinodon machavero, then a person will not be able to achieve kapara through the medium of Yom Kippur. That's how he reads the pasuk. That only averos shebeinodon lamoko, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Because the pasuk stresses, lifnei Hashem. On chatoyim that are committed lifnei Hashem, titaro, then a person will receive tara. But if the averos that a person committed are bein adam lachavero, between man and man, Yom Kippur is not mechaper till the person engages in an act of ritzui. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a famous statement, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrechem Yisrael, he indicates that Hashem is in effect the one who's mitar klal Yisrael. It's the Almighty who's mitar klal Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Akiva indicates that Hashem is capable of being mitar am Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva does not make any distinction that was made by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And ostensibly, Rabbi Akiva reads the pasuk differently than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah read the pasuk that Yom Kippur is only mechaper and averos that are lifnei Hashem. But averus that Rabbi Nachman mechaper yom kippur is not mechaper, and he reads the pasuk differently. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem mitayr eschem, and subsequently, the Torah then says mikol chatoseichem. In effect, this day will be mechaper you for all your chatoim. All the chatoim meaning both beram lamokam and beram lachaveru. There's no distinction between the two. And then it says, how will this kapara or how will this tara be affected? Lifnei Hashem titaru. It will take place with Hashem. So the pasuk is read in a completely different way. And this is one of the psukim that Chazal speak about, she'en lemechreya. There are different ways, there are two different ways of reading the pasuk. To a certain extent, often the trap can help us in reading the pasuk, because the trap reads, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem metaher eschem, and then it says, Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. So certainly the trap is helpful in terms of understanding the pasuk. However, there are two different approaches to reading this pasuk. So this is one Mishnah that we have at the end of Maseches Yuma. There's another Mishnah found opposite this Mishnah, item number two, a Mishnah at the end of Perek HaChovel. Perek HaChovel in Baba Kama deals with, God forbid, someone, Shechovel b'chaveru, someone who hits his friend. So the first Mishnah in HaChovel tells us that one is chayav b'chamisha dvarim. A person who injures his friend is obligated in five payments. Nezek, you have to pay for the damage. Tsar, for the pain that you inflicted. Ripui, for the doctor bills. Sheves for the unemployment, and Boshes for any embarrassment, humiliation you may have caused to your friend. And now the Mishnah writes at the end of Baba Kama, the end of Perek HaChovel, in item number two, upper left-hand corner, says the Mishnah the following. Aval Bishu, no saying lo, even though you paid him, even though you compensated the person, Einim Chalo Achi Yevakash Yimenu. Mechila will not be granted to you till you ask for Mechila. Shenemar, the Mishnah refers to a pasuk with reference to Avram Avinu. The pasuk says, "Yato Hoshev Eishes Oish," that when Avimelech went and abducted and kidnapped Sari Imenu, so he was told, "Return Eishes Oish. She's an Eishes Oish. She's a married woman. Return her to her husband. V'yispalo ba'adcha v'yechyei, and he will be mispalo for you, and you'll live. V'yimchein chameshiv. If you don't return her, da." Hashem told Avimelech, "Kimos tamus atov echal hashelach. You're going to die, you and, shall we say, kol hashelach." So the Mishnah continues. It says, "Uminayim shum lo machalo shuach zori." Mishnah says, "How do we know that if the other person, the individual who is the aggrieved party, if he does not grant mechila, that he's considered to be an achzori, someone who's cruel?" Shenemar, vayispal l'avram elo elokim, vayipro elokim es avimelech, v'yasishto, v'yasamosav, v'yileidu. Because the punishment was, ki otzar otzar Hashem, biad kol rechem v'veis avimelech, alvah sora yishas avram. Hashem had punished them. So Avram Avinu was certainly a bal chesed, and was willing to be mochel, and prayed for avimelech, and their ailments were healed. But this Mishnah is teaching us a halacha that there's a din that even though a person may have been involved in an act of chavala, so even though the person, as far as monetary compensation is concerned, a person actually paid all the compensation that he was obligated to pay, namely nezek tzar, ribu shemes, and boshes, however, that's not sufficient. There's something else that's still required, namely an act of mechila. You have to ask the aggrieved party, the injured party, you have to ask him for mechila. You have to be mevakish for mechila. And it would seem that this Mishnah is presenting a very similar halacha to the din that we just saw a few moments ago in the Mishnah Yuma. The Mishnah Yuma speaks about the concept of ritzui, that if you have an avera, which is ben ad mechavero, Yom Kippur, is not mechape achi ratzes chavero, there's a notion of ritzui. And here the Mishnah speaks about mechila. So one of the questions that's raised by many is, why is there a need for two Mishnayos to seemingly duplicate themselves? Why do I need two separate limudim? I have one limud derived from the pasuk of Elzman Azariah, derived from the pasuk, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letayer eschem mikol chatoseichem b'vnei Hashem, pause, titaru. And here I have a din of mechila. They seem to be very similar kind of dinim. Why the need for two separate Mishnayos? The Chavis Yoyer, one of the great Mefarshim, one of the great respondents, great Gedolei Yisrael, tells us a tremendous chiddush. He indicates that the Mishnah of Baba Kama, item number 2, speaks of the obligation to ask for mechila. The Mishnah in Yuma, item number 1, is mechadish, that if a person does not appease his chaver, engage in pius or ritzoy, then the Mishnah says, Ein yom kivim mechaper, afilu al aver shebedon namakom. If somehow you are lacking in your pius, in your ritzoy, vis-a-vis your friend, the aggrieved party, then not only is Yom Kippur, says the Chavisyoyah, not mechaper for averos, which are beinod mechavero, but it even affects averos shebedon namakom. That's his chiddush. The Mishnah ostensibly says not like that. The Mishnah says aver shvadam namoki yom kippur mechaper, aver shvadam mechaver en yom kippur mechaper sheiratzes chavero. But the Chavos Yoyah wants to suggest, because the Mishnah says tam aver shvadam mechavero en yom kippur mechaper. The second line in the Mishnah that's on the line after aver shvadam namoki that yom kippur is mechaper, then the Mishnah says aver shvadam mechaver yom kippur is not mechaper until you engage in ritzoy. The implication being yom kippur is not mechaper, and it even affects the kapara. The lack of ritzui between me and Adam Mechavero affects my very kapara. That's a tremendous chiddush suggested by the Chavos Yoyah. But the initial question is still a very valid one, namely, why the need to fill Mishnayos? The same question could be asked on the Rambam, because the Rambam in two different places seemingly quotes both Mishnayos. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, that's item number 3, directly below 1. And in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Perek HaChovel, that's item number 4. Let's read the Rambam and see also that the Rambam apparently is also involved in some sort of duplication. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Tes, Ein HaTshuva V'lo Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim, Tshuva Yom Kippur Not Mechaper, only on averus that takes place between man and God. That's when Yom Kippur has its effect. But if the averus is between man and man, someone injured his friend, assaulted his friend, he cursed his friend. And the Rambam continues. The Rambam says, there's no mechila granted till you give your friend that which you're obligated to pay him, but you also have to engage in ritzui to appease him. Even though you return the money you're obligated to give him, you have to appease him. You have to ask him for mechila. Even if you only verbally hurt him, you have to appease him, believe Goabo, you have to entreat him, Achim Cholo, till he grants you Mechila. Lo Ratz Chavero Lim Cholo. The Rambam says, let's say your Chaver does not want to grant you Mechila. Maybe Lo Shura Shel Shoshim and the other Mereyav. You have to bring now a Shura, a line of 3 of his friends, Upogimbo, you have to entreat them. Maybe they can intercede on your behalf with him, and maybe they can convince him, can persuade him, that he should, in effect, grant you ritzui, he should be mefais you. Umevak shevimenu lo nisratze elohem. Let's say they're not successful in serving as intermediaries in order to effect ritzui. Maybe lo shnio shlishis, you do it a second time and a third time. Lo ratza, he doesn't want. Menicho v'olichlo. So then the Rambam says, you've done that which you possibly could do. You've done your ishtadlus, you can't do any more. The one who refuses to grant mechila, he is the one who's now guilty of a transgression. V'imhaya rabo, let's say it's a rebbe that you, shall we say, inflicted injury on, chas v'shalom, then you have to ask for ritzui. With a rebbe, you have to ask him 1,000 times. Achiyim cholo, till he's mochel you. The Rambam continues. Also, the other liosach zori in halacha yud, he tells you not supposed to be cruel, below yispayis and not be appeased. Elay noach lirtos v'kasher lichos. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You should be someone who's affable, who is in effect willing to be merutze, willing to accept ritzoy. B'shasha mevakshim ena achoti limchol, and when he asks you for mechila, mocha b'lev sholem and nefesh chafetza, you should do it willingly. And the Rambam indicates afterwards in the section that did not underline that you should not take revenge or harbor any kind of a grudge at Isur of Nekima, Isur of Netira, because that's not the way of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are individuals who are mochel, who are willing to accept Ritzui and Pius. And Halacha Yalef, again, the underlined section, the Rambam says, Hachot l'chavero, if a person commits a chet vis-a-vis his friend, and his friend dies before you had a chance to ask him for mechila, the aggrieved party is unfortunately no longer here. Maybe asar b'nei adam, a very striking halacha. You have to bring 10 people. You have to go to the kever of the person that was aggrieved. The yom bifneim and say in front of them, chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael v'leploni. I committed a sin against Hashem and against Ploni. Shekach v'kach asisi lo. I did X and Y to him. You have to give it to his yoshim, to those who inherited him. If you're not aware of the fact that he has yoshim, the money is placed in Bezdin, and vidi has to be said. A very elaborate Rambam, who seemingly is quoting the Mishnah in Masechas Yuma. And the Mishnah says that Yom Kippur and Tshuva are not mechaber except for Averos Shmiran Namokom. But if it's an Averos Shmiran Mechavero, the Rambam has a whole litany of things that have to be done in terms of Ritzui, and if Ritzui is not initially accepted, you have to try a second time, a third time, and if God forbid the person died, then you have to bring 10 individuals to the Kever and articulate what you did, and thereby try to bring about Ritzui through that kind of a venue. So this Rambam, seemingly in Hilchos Tshuva, item number 3, marker number 3, is quoting the Mishnah on number 1. The Mishnah Yuma Pehemah Beis. Now let's take a look at the second Rambam. The Rambam, directly across from it, number 4 in Chevelo Mazik, again seemingly rearticulates the Mishnah in Baba Kama in Perak Achovel, found in number 2. The Rambam tells you here, in Adome Mazik Chavera Begufa LeMazik Mamono. You can't compare someone who causes harm to his friend Begufo. Physically, it caused him physical harm, inflicted bodily harm, bodily injury on the person, to someone who is mazik his mama. Sha mazik mama chavero, if a person is mazik the property of his friend, kevin sheshile mashuchai l'shalom niskaper lo. Once you pay that which you're obligated to pay for the damage that you caused, then you are able to achieve kapara. You're able to achieve atonement for that which you did. Avo chaval b'chavero, but if a person causes bodily harm to his friend, avo bishenasal chamishud varim, even though you pay them the 5 payments in the mechuyif to give him, nezek tzar, ripuy, sheves and boshes, as we mentioned earlier, and that's the first mishnah in Perak Achovel, emis kaparlo, that's not sufficient. You caused them bodily harm, kapara is not going to be achieved simply through a monetary payment. Vafilo hikriv kol elin nevayos, even if you're makiv all the karbanos in the world, all the sacrifices, they don't miscaper lo, v'lo nimcha lavono at sheyevakesh mena nechbal v'imcha lo. You have to ask mechila from the person that you injured in a bodily way, and you have to wait for his mechila, wait for him to give you mechila. The Rambam continues in Halacha Yud, also a very similar din to that which we saw in Hilchos Tshuva, number 3. Here he says, v'asul l'nechbal lios achzori, the person who was injured, the party that was bodily hurt, should not be cruel, v'lo yimchol, and not grant mechila, ein zu derech zara Yisrael. That's not the way that people in Klal Yisrael behave. Ela kevin shebigesh shemenu ha-chovel, once the chovel, the one who committed the bodily injury, asks for mechila, v'nischanin lo pa mishonu b'sheinis, and he was mischanin once or twice, the Odeh Shu Shav Micheto, and the person knows that he really is doing tshuva, v'nichal ha-ra'asa yimchalo, he should give mechila. V'chal ha-mamayel yimchal, ha-reyu meshubach, v'ruach ha-chav v'mnechei menu. And whoever is going to be quick to give mechila, the Rambam says that's praiseworthy, and that's something that's very desirable in the eyes of the Chachamim, it's the proper thing to do. So the same question that we asked earlier on the two Mishnayos, why the need to duplicate two set of Mishnayos? The same question to be posed in the Rambam as well. Why did the Rambam find it necessary to reformulate a halacha that he already codified in Hilchos Tshuva? Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam formulates the din of Ritzui pretty clearly. Why did the Rambam find it necessary once again to formulate a similar halacha relating to Mechila in Hilchos Chovel u'Mazik? But furthermore, There are some other questions that I would like to focus on as well. In Hilchos Chavos Mazik, the stress of the Rambam is on Mechila. If you look carefully in the language, the Rambam employs the terminology of the Mishnah Baba Kama in Makkah number 2. Succinctly and tersely, the Rambam constantly speaks of Mechila. Below Nimchal. The Rambam says, Ad sheyimchol. Yimchol lo. V'chala memayer limchol. The Rambam constantly speaks in terms of the idea of Mechila. That seems to be the focal term, the focal idea that the Rambam uses. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is much more elaborate, much more prolix, I would say even more dramatic in many respects, but here the language of the Rambam is markedly different from the language that the Rambam uses in the Chavos Mazik. Here the language is, the Rambam speaks of Ritzui. He tells you, Tzarech Lirat Soso. You have to appease him, v'lishol mimenu, to ask him, sheyimchalo, afilu lo hiknit chaver lo bidvarim, even if you only verbally caused him tzar, tzar lefaiso, lefgoabo, you have to appease him, you have to engage in pius, ad sheyimchalo. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara at the end of Yuma, where the Gemara says that if he's unwilling, you bring then three people, a shurav, shloshim, and the other meireyav, of his friends, and hopefully they'll intercede on your behalf to try to convince him to grant you this ritzui. Rambam says, Podnimbo, Mevakshim imenu. Interesting, the Gemara speaks about Gimel Shuro, Shal Gimel Bani Adam. The Gemara speaks about three rows of three people. And the Rambam speaks of Meireyav, of his friends. And again in Halacha Yud, the Rambam formulates in a very dramatic way, a very important klal, that a person should not be achzori, don't be cruel, below yispayes, and don't be willing to accept piyusim, but rather noach lichos kasher. The Rambam says kasher lichos and noach lirtzos. Mocha b'leiv sholem v'nevesh chafetza. So the Rambam here is rather lengthy, and the Rambam also is markedly different than the language that he uses in Chavos Mazik. In Chavos Mazik, the Rambam speaks primarily of mechila. It's true the Rambam also here mentions the word mechila, but that's not the focus of the Rambam. The focus of the Rambam, the language that he employs here is to pay him, and beyond that, to be merata him. The Rambam speaks of ritzui, he speaks of pius, he speaks of pegia, to entreat him, he speaks of involving mereya of his friends, he speaks of leif sholem and evesh chafetza. Why is there such a distinction in the tone and tenor and the language of the Rambam that he uses Hilchos Tshuva in Makar number 3, which reflects the Mishnah number 1 in Yuma, in sharp contradistinction to the language used by the Rambam in number 4, primarily the language of Mechila, that obviously reflects the Mishnah Nachovel in number 2. Furthermore, there's another question that one could ask in the Rambam as well. A careful reading of the Rambam reveals in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam speaks of the critical importance of seeking out one's friends and entreating them that the person, the aggrieved party, should, in effect, be willing to grant ritzui. In other words, not only do I have to redress the grievance financially, but also in terms of ritzui, mechila, pius. If he tried three times and didn't receive mechila, he's now exempt. And the nifka, the person who was not mochel, he's the chote. In Chavos Mazik, the Rambam, in effect, tells us that chava v'chavero, avu b'shenasano hei dvarim, someone who's chava v'chavero, even though he gave him the five payments, ain't a miskapelo, there's no kapara, and the oven is not nimchal, sheyevakish min hanichbal v'yimcholo. You have to ask for mechila. And the implication is that if the injured party, the nifka, do not grant him mechila, there's no kapara li'ola. Then kapara will not be achieved. Somehow, mechila has to be granted. In Hilchos Tshuva, in Makkah number 3, the Rambam says, if you request three times, and with his friends, three people, you're not required to do anymore. Why is there a distinction between Hilchos Tshuva and Chavos Mazik? It's true, vis-a-vis one's Rebbe, the Rambam says, there's no shir. There you have to constantly go even 1,000 times, if necessary, till he grants you mechila. But in general, the distinction between the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and the Rambam Chavos Mazik. Furthermore, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva has a very striking halacha which is not quoted in Chovel Mazik, namely the obligation to go to the kever of the person and, in effect, make a statement, Chatasi Hashem Elokei Yisrael Vila Ploni. I committed a chet against Hashem and against Ploni. The Marshal and Baba Kama already notes that it's mashma that first a person has to ask Mechila from Hashem and then from Ploni. Maybe one should have reversed the Nusach. It should have said first Chatasi the Ploni, because that was the thrust of the chet was towards Ploni, and then Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The Marshal says he looked into variant texts to different nuschos of the Rambam, but the Seder almost suggests the position of the Chavos Yoreh that I mentioned earlier. Namely, that when one assaults one's friends, and one, in effect, is involved in an affront to one's friend, it impinges not only on my relationship to my friend, but also on my relationship to Kaveh Yochel. And that's why the language is, first Chatasi Lashem Elokei Yisrael, and then the Ploni. So in order to resolve these questions, Rav Soloveitchik, Zecheinu Livracha, drew a very fundamental distinction between the two primary terms that are used by the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and the terms that are used by the Rambam Chovel Mazik. The two terminologies I'm referring to are pius or ritzu, if you will, versus mechila, found in Chovel Mazik. What is the term mechila that's used by the Mishnah in Hachovel and by the Rambam Chovel Mazik in item number 4? The term mechila, he said, is a formal, legal, juridic kind of term that relates usually when we speak of mechila, we talk about mechilas chov. A lends money to B, and now A, if he wishes, can waive the debt. Can be mochel the chov. That's the idea of mechila. Mechilas milveh, mechilas halva. The Gemara speaks about ha mochel shtar chov v'chavero, v'chazor mecholo mochel, afil yoresh mochel. Someone can be mochel a shtar chov meaning a promissory note, an IOU, it's subject to mechila. Or the term mechila certainly is used in another context, mechila savonos, asking for someone's pardon, usually asking Hashem. But if I commit an act of some sort of a chet, an act against you, where you are aggrieved, so the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, you make a request, mechili alay se'avon, please forgive me for that chet, for that avon that committed against you. It's a simple, straightforward kind of request. However, the terms used by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, which are terms of pius and ritzu, are markedly different. Here, pius and ritzu require psychological preparation before you approach your neighbor. You have to devise a strategy, how I'm going to do it, when is the opportune moment to do it, when is the best time to approach him. There, it does not suffice with a few formal words of mechila, but rather, it's a thorough, painstaking kind of endeavor. Chazal even speak about, in a number of places, Vayigash, Elav Yehuda, he prepared himself for three things, Lidoron, Litzfila, Lemuchama, and similarly we have elsewhere in Tanakh, Baliyoha Navi, also Vayigash, but one of the ideas inherent in Vayigash is the idea of Hagosha Lepius, which means that before a person can be Mefayis someone, can be Meratza someone, it requires enormous amount of psychic energy. Pius not only involves the mefayes, the one who's doing the appeasing, but also requires the nispayes, the recipient. His involvement is critical as well. It's not simply a pro forma procedure akin to mechila, but it requires the receiver, says the Gemara Nida, and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, to be mekabel piusin. It's a deeper, intensive overture, fraught with tension and anguish, requires a much greater heartfelt effort on the part of the mefayes, and it also requires a reciprocal response on the part of the nispayes, lekabel piyusin, to accept the pius of the mefayes. Unotz ritzui is not simply a simple gesture, a formal gesture like mechila, but mandates, number one, tefila mimamakim. It mandates an act of propitiating that wells up from the heart. In reality, it's a kind of tefila. Maybe even akin to part of the davening. We know the davening in Shmoneh Esrei is divided into several sections. There's the Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, the intermediary brachas of Hakasha, and the end of the Shmoneh Esrei consists of Haidah. But there is, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, a tefillah after the intermediate brachas of Hakasha, We have Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, B'Yamcha Yisrael B'Silasam. The idea of Ritzei, what does that mean? The idea of Ritzoi, which of course we find as well in Sefer Vayikra. When a person brings a carbon, the idea of a carbon also is L'Ratzos. The Pasuk always says, with reference to Karbanos, V'Nirtzolo L'Chaper Olav. And the carbon, in effect, will serve as a kind of Ritzoi, and will be M'Chaper for whatever chet a person committed. There's a very fascinating Chiddush HaRitva, one of the great Rishonim, and he writes that we find a concept in Chazal called Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. A person who does a Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah came about through an Avera. Where do we find this concept? We find it in a number of different contexts in Shas. Specifically, with reference to Lulav, Chazal speaking about Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera, a Lulav that is stolen, and therefore you cannot fulfill the Mitzvah of Lulav with the stolen Lulav, because that's called Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. You also have it with reference to a carbon. A person steals an animal and then wants to bring it up as a carbon to Hashem. That's also inappropriate, that's improper. Also constitutes mitzvah abba ba'avera, a mitzvah bringing a carbon that constitutes basically a mitzvah that came about through an avera. And we have as well the idea of a shofar, hagozel, I steal the shofar, and I want to use that also for the purpose of being kind of the mitzvah of shofar. So what do all these three have in common? Says the Ritva, all have in common. All these mitzvahs come l'ratzos. They come for the purpose of being meratzeh the Almighty. Ribbono shel Olam. Shefa, the Gemara says, comes basically l'ratzos. Ben Yisrael avim shev ha-shamayim, especially the way the Rishonim understood the idea of Shefa. Lulav comes l'ratzos. We know Lulav. The Gemara actually indicates even the waving of the Lulav, the Nanuim, that are an integral part of taking the Lulav. The Gemara calls it Shari Mitzvah HaMa'akvinus HaPuranus. And waving it to the different Ruchos, we're able to prevent punishment. But the idea is that the Lulav comes L'Ratzos, L'Ratzos HaLamayim. Carbon certainly comes L'Ratzos, that's what we say in Chumash. V'nir Tzolo L'Chaper Olav. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Yamcha Yisrael B'Silasam. In other words, what does Ritzu involve? Ritzu involves a rendezvous, a reconciliation, a rapprochement, once again, a reconnecting with the person that I was pogayin. Once again, the creation of a bridge of friendship, of comradeship. Once again, creating bonds that were rent asunder, that were severed. Once again, those bonds are now being recreated. And those pius and ritzoi involve a major transformation, a major metamorphosis, that one's former foe should now become an ally, should now become a friend. So we really have, said Rav Soloveitchik, two totally different concepts. Mechila is a monetary cheshemishpat, also found in the context of Avonos, undoubtedly, but it's primarily a juridic, legal kind of concept, a pro forma kind of procedure, asking someone for mechila, mechila yisa avon, and more or less you've exhausted the act of mechila by asking for that kind of mechila. It's similarly much easier to do than the other parallel act of ritzi and pius, that the Rambam speaks about Hilchos Tshuva. Because we see the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, to the extent that the Rambam elaborates, and the Rambam really at great length expiates on the different aspects of Ritzui and Pius that involve, number one, friends of his, if he doesn't accept the Pius initially, they should intercede, that involve even Chas V'Sholom, a person, the aggrieved party dying, going to his keder, and asking for Ritzui and Pius, and the statement of Chatasi L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael V'Leploni, a far more elaborate kind of endeavor than that which we find in reference to Mechila. And so now let's attempt to resolve why the Rambam felt constrained to bring two halachas, one in Hilchos Tshuva relating to Ritzi and Pius, and one in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik relating to Mechila. The answer is, in Chayv L'Mazik, the Rambam is focusing on an act of Chavolah that engenders not only financial loss, which has to be restored, but that also resulted in hurt feelings, in a damaged emotional state of the aggrieved party. The Rambam passes the halacha that full kapara is not achieved till I not only compensate the nifga monetarily, but also I ask for mechila. I have to, in effect, make sure that the injured party will be meichel me for that which I did. And the Rambam in Chayv L'Mazik limits himself to the legal halachic requirements for kapara vis-a-vis ben adam chavero, and the shittas Rambam is clear. Mechila is ma'akev in the kapara, and it's indispensable. There is no kapara without mechila. Mechila is a formal, pro forma type of gesture, and as I said, it's something which also may involve some difficulty. However, certainly it is much easier to engage in Mechila than it is to engage in an act of Ritzui and Pius. Ritzui and Pius are far more grueling. Ritzui and Pius require far more introspection and far more heartfelt examination of that which I did. I'm now trying to recreate, as I said, the bonds that were rent asunder and to recreate the friendship that existed formerly. And it's very fascinating that there's another very striking phenomenon that we find throughout Shas. We find that when you examine the Gemaras in Yuma, you notice constantly that this act of Pius and Ritzui, Dafka, takes place when? On Erev Yom Kippur. Asking for Mechila is something that can occur the entire year. It's not limited to Erev Yom Kippur. The din is if a person injures someone else bodily, Rechlanu Litzlan, and then pays the compensation is mechuyev to do, then certainly you should ask the person for mechila, whether it's on Tu B'Shvat, or on a Stam Tuesday, or on Purim, or in the middle of the year. There's no question. The mechila has application during any time of the year. But this deeper, more profound act of appeasement, called Pius and Ritzui, seems to be directly linked to Erev Yom Kippur. And here in item number 5, the Gemara indicates that Dafka Erev Yom Kippur, many of these stories occurred. And it's interesting, in Shulchan Aruch, you also have a reflection of this in well. On page number 2 of this sheet, you'll see item number 6. There's a headline in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Vav. And the headline reads, She'efayes Adam es Chavero be'erev Yom HaKippurim. That the din of Pius applies when? Dafka Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara in Yuma on Pezayin Mabez, that's the Gemara that's quoted on page 1 again, Makar number 5, the Gemara there tells stories about Rab Chanina, and the specific story that I have in mind, the Gemara indicates that someone was a aggrieved party, and Rav actually came to him 13 times when Erev Yom Kippur and Lo Afayes, he refused to accept Pius. But the Pius, all these stories the Gemara is describing, Dafka took place when? Erev Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch indicates that this concept of Pius and Ritzui is Dafka Erev Yom Kippur. And the question is why? Mechila that we described earlier can take place and should take place anytime something happens, someone actually causes someone a grievance, that's a din of Mechila. But somehow the halacha Pius and Ritzui is limited Dafka to Erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh in Maseches Yuma on page 1, item number 7, marker number 7, writes on the bottom the following. V'yasim adam alibo Erev Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, everyone should have in mind, l'fayis kol adam shenoyte l'eva, to make sure you are mefayis every person who harbors some sort of a enmity towards you in him. Kinaminu gabi rav dahavalei, rab chanina milsa bahadei, also gabi treisam ali yom de Kippurim, v'lo yifayis. He went to him 13 times Erev Yom Kippur, and yet he refused to accept Pius. And the Gemara goes further, and again, the idea is that there should be Pius. If you look now in the Rush over there, in the fifth underlined line of the Rush, the last underlined section before the middle, the Rush writes, Kidei she'ei leiv kol Yisrael sholim chavero. Tells you something very fascinating. He quotes a Pirkei Dabalaza, that what exactly you're trying to do in Erev Yom Kippur? You're trying to be mefayes and being meratzeh? Why? Kidei she'ei leiv kol Yisrael sholim chavero. So the leiv of Klal Yisrael should be sholim, each one with the other. And he quotes a Pirkei Dabalaza, Ras Hamol Shalo Matzachet B'Yisrael Yom Kippurim. Samuel, who's the angel that is the prosecutor, he saw that Klal Yisrael could not find a chet on Yom Kippur. There's a nation that's like Malachim. Malachi Asharis don't wear any shoe apparel, if you will, leather shoes on Yom Kippur. So too, we don't wear leather shoes. Malachi Asharis Eilem Kveitzim Kachisel. The Malachim stand, we stand on Yom Kippur. Mamalach Asharis, they don't eat and drink. Av Yisrael came Yom Kippurim. Mamalach Asharis, Sima Shalom Bineim. Malachi Asharis are all basically in a state of amity with each other, in a state of peace and brotherhood. Af Yisrael b'Yom HaKippurim kei. So to Klal Yisrael have the sense of shalom, of ava v'yachva, of shalom v'reus. And the same idea is also found in the Mordechai, in the Makor number 8. Also he writes, Minig levakish mechil erev Yom Kippur, the meaning is to ask for mechil erev Yom Kippur, ki yaminu memedvish, shuva Yisrael yizbarach shemo v'yizbarach zichro, shu mechavev es Yisrael, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. And the Mordechai continues and writes, "V'tikolam Yud made tshuva. He gave us aseret made tshuva. Shafilu Yochid also tshuva v'hem. Mekabel tshuvas like a tshuvas hatzibur. Even an individual does tshuva, they accept his tshuva like the tshuva of a tzibur. L'fikach tzvichim kol Yisrael lahachzir made tshuva. All kol Yisrael have to do tshuva. V'las l'sholom and ishra me'eyo. And we have to make peace between each other. Erev Yom Kippur. V'lim chol zel azeb erev Yom Kippur. Kidei shetiskabel." In order that tshuva and tefillah should be accepted by Hashem, b'shalom v'chiba. And he goes on to describe basically some other aspects that we mentioned earlier, but one sees again from the Mordechai and from the Rosh, Makor 7 and Makor number 8, that this idea of pious and ritzoi specifically has reference to Erev Yom Kippur. The Rambam, in the first two program of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam actually focuses on the tshuva and on the aspects of adam namakom that are impacted by grievances with adam mechavero. From that perspective, the Rambam tells us that a formal act of mechila may achieve kapara. But however, as I said, ritzui and pios are much deeper, are much more profound. We require that the pogea, the one who actually injured someone else, seek out the injured party with words of pios and ritzui, that he entreat him and implore him to once again become a friend, that we utilize every possible stratagem of ritzui to recreate the bonds of friendship that were torn by either physically or verbally assaulting one's neighbor. And if necessary, the Rambam said, he even has to bring a coterie of friends to beg the injured party for forgiveness. The Rambam stresses, as I said, the word mireyav, that he has to bring his friends. And undoubtedly, this cathartic act of ritzui and pius was designed by Chazal to purge the chovel or the pogea, is really the big yesod in their tshuva. The Gemara actually has a comment on number 11, Amar Rab Yitzchok, the second page, the top of the second page, Amar Rab Yitzchok, Ami Marava, Mishmei the Rabba Bamari, Bo Rei Shloki Minas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minas Basav Adam. You cannot compare the Almighty, the way the Almighty behaves, to the way the Basav Adam creates, behaves. Midas Basav Adam maknes chaver b'dvarim. A human being causes his friend verbally, causes injury to his friend, verbally harms or assaults his friend, suffering mispayis imenu, suffering game mispayis imenu. You don't know whether you'll succeed in being mafayis your friend or not. Will you have piusim? Yim tom mispayis imenu. If you want to say, okay, maybe there will be pius. Suffering miskayim bidvarim, suffering any spice bidvarim. We're not sure whether it will happen bidvarim. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Ayri Aver B'Seser, mispice men bidvarim. But the Almighty, right away, person commits an Aver B'Seser, secretly, Hashem is mispice bidvarim, verbally, Shenema, Kuchuim Achim Dvarim, Veshuvu Hashem. V'lo'olo Shel Machzik Lo Teva, Shenema, V'kach Tov. So the idea of pious is not something which is so simple. And again, the question that we have to raise is a very fundamental question. And that is, why is there such a distinction between mechila, which we said it can occur throughout the year, but dafka ritzui and pius take place when? Dafka Erev Yom Kippur. Why did the Rishonim speak about mechila and pius and Erev Yom Kippur? Why does the Shulchan Aruch in item number 6 speak about mechila and ritzui dafka Erev Yom Kippur? What happened somehow Erev Yom Kippur, where the nature of ritzui and pius lend themselves dafka to Erev Yom Kippur more so than the entire year? While the act of mechila has, as I said, certainly applicability, not just Erev Yom Kippur, certainly once you ask for mechila Erev Yom Kippur, but once you ask for mechila Erev Rosh Hashanah, and as I said earlier, on Tu B'Shvat, on Purim, or whenever one committed any kind of a grievance against one's neighbor, Achov V'Chavero, is chayv to ask for mechila. Why do you Chazal somehow see a distinction between ritzui and pius and mechila? We've already differentiated between the nature of the procedure that involves Ritzu and Pius, which is much more profound and much more elaborate and much more heart-wrenching, as opposed to the pro-former act of Mechila that a person asks one's friend for. But still, the question is, why is the idea of Ritzu and Pius specifically related to Erev Yom Kippur? Chazal, when they speak about Kapara, speak about two types of Kapara. We already saw it already in the Rishonim that we read a moment ago. Namely, Chazal speak about Kaparas Yochid and Kaparas Tzibur. There are two types of Kaparas that are required. Each individual requires a Kapara. For whatever Averis he or she may have done, they have to go ahead and try to make sure they achieve Kapara. But there's also apparently a new type of Kapara, which is called the Kaparas HaTzibur. And the Tzibur, as noted by the Ramban in Chumash, is not an amalgam of thousands of different individuals. But the Tzibur in Klal Yisrael is one entity. This is, of course, the unusual aspect of Klal Yisrael, that is the notion of Tzibur. Torah speaks in Vayis Chanan, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elokim kreivim eilav, kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. The Gemara says that refers to the concept of Tfilah b'Tzibur. Tfilah b'Tzibur is a concept which is unique to us. It's not just individuals dominating as individuals, but rather we are all gathered together and one collective entity. The concept of a Tzibur that's forged and is coalesced by virtue of Ava v'yachma v'shalom b'reus. If we're all together, we're all united, we're all solidified, we can create this concept of a kapara v'tzibur. The Rishonim point out that this kapara v'tzibur can only materialize if individuals are willing to be mavri al midoseim, to overlook what often are petty grievances and petty quarrels in people's lives, and they find in their hearts the ability to forgive and to forget and to be appeased. So in effect, this idea of forging all of Klal Yisrael into one unit, the idea of Vayesu Kol Yisrael Chaverim, as the Gemara writes in Chagiga, that somehow we're all Chaverim, is indispensable, specifically which day of the year? On Erev Yom Kippur. We want to achieve the Kapara HaTzibur. Somehow the idea of Ritzu and Pius is connected to Erev Yom Kippur because of this notion of the attempt to achieve and to create a Kapara of the entire Tzibur. And in a very fascinating, probably one of the most beautiful of all the piyutim, there's a piyut that often goes unnoticed. But it's a piyut that's recited after the Avoda of Yom Kippur is found here, the part that's relevant, on number 9 on the second page. Of course, we know the Avoda of Yom Kippur, which is a very dramatic moment, in many respects the pinnacle, the height of Yom Kippur, where we have the Kapara achieved by the Kohen Gadol doing the Avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is followed by the incredibly dramatic piyut. And I underline the section that's relevant. Here's Rav Soloveitchik referred to this piyut, and it's really absolutely beautiful. In the paragraph that begins, Aval Avonos Avoseinu Hechivu Noveh, it indicates that unfortunately the transgressions of our forefathers destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, V'chatoseinu Haricho Kitzo, Aval Zichron Dvarim Teslichaseinu, Vinu Nafshenu Tikaparaseinu, the Inya Nevesh that we undergo in Yom Kippur should be a Kapara, the Tanios, and the Chamish Shinuyim that we undergo. Al Kein Berachamecha HaRabim, therefore Yashem, your great mercy, Nasat Alonis Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, you gave us this Yom Kippur, Es Yom Mechilas Ha'oban Hazeh, the day where Avonos HaNimchal, L'Slichas Ha'oban, L'Kaparas Pesha. And now it lists what exactly are the Isurim involved in Yom Kippur, Yom Asa B'Achila, Yom Asa B'Shtiya, Yom Asa B'Rechitza, Yom Asa B'Sicha, Yom Asa B'Tash B'Shamita, Yom Asa B'Nil Sasanol. So this we know, we have the five Yinuyim, the five classic Yinuyim which Yom Kippur is known for, which every one of us has to accept upon themselves. And then we have the following additional statement in the Piyut that the Paitan writes, which is really astounding. Yom Simas Ava V'Reyus. This is, of course, alluded to by Rishonim that we saw earlier. It's a day in which they're supposed to be created Ava V'Reyus, love and friendship between all Jews. Yom Azivas Kino V'Tachus, a day which we deserve, which we abandon jealousy, competitiveness, rancor, divisiveness, internecine quarrels. All this has to be eliminated by the time Yom Kippur comes around. And all this has to take place, in effect, when? On Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, there is a very fascinating suggestion here. that Yom Kippur is not simply a day which is known for the Inuyim. That's how we know Yom Kippur in the classic halachic sense. That's how we know that through the Inuyim of the day, a person achieves kapara. But the Paitan, he writes after the Avoda, the Paitan says it's not sufficient. There's something else that's required. And what is that? The Paitan says what's required is Yom Simas Ava Vareyus, Yom Azimas Kinev Etachus. Why, said Rav Soloveitchik? Apparently, in order to achieve a kaparas hatzibur, in order that not only a kaparas yochid, each individual has to do that which they have to do to achieve the kapara of the yochid, whether it's mechila, whether it's ritzi and pius, but in order that all Klal Yisrael should coalesce, should merge together on Erev Yom Kippur, and we can have a kapara of the tzibur as one entity, as one collective unit, the way to do that is through pius v'ritzoi, through ava v'reyus, through azivas kinev etachus. Rav Soloveitchik suggested, again, another very novel kind of understanding of what the source for this is. He points out that the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, when he talks about Yom Kippur, he uses the following appellation. Yom Kippur has a number of names. Yom Kippur is known as Yom HaKippurim, or Yom Kippur. It's known as Shabbos Shabboson. That's how the Torah describes it. But there's another term that's used by the Rambam, which is very fascinating, very unique. The term is Tzom Kippur. We ourselves also call it sometimes by that language, Tzom Kippur, although usually the terminology that we're more accustomed to using is terminology of Yom HaKippurim or Shabbos Shabboson. But Yom Kippur is called Tzom. Of course, the word Tzom in Latzum means to fast. What's the shorish of that word? And Rav Soloveitchik probed the shorish of this particular term, and I think something very exciting emerges when one actually is able to unravel or discover the origin of this term. The Rav said that Tzom is related to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, "Kepela charimon rakosech mibad letzam mosech." The word that's used, the last word that's used in that pasuk that I just mentioned, "letzam mosech lamid tzadik mem tof chof." The word in Hebrew "mitzama mem tzadik mem hey" refers to braids. How are braids formed? Braids are formed by gathering together isolated strands of hair, and these strands of hair are plaited together into one entity. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what happens on Erev Yom Kippur? What's the nature of the tightness of Yom Kippur? What's the nature of Kaparas HaTzibur? So he quoted a famous Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara says, "Kol tainis she'ein ba mipesha Yisrael, ein tainis." Any tainis that doesn't have in it the posha Yisrael, even Jews who are transgressors, and transgressors not simply b'shogeg, not simply b'mezid, but peshin. Peshin usually means through mered, through mardanut, through rebelliousness. So if a tainus does not contain also, if we cannot encompass in Klal Yisrael the poshe Yisrael, then the tainus is lacking. And Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael to join together. Bi'av v'reyus. As a matter of fact, on Yom Kippur night, the night of Ne'ilah, one of the most beautiful of all the tefillos that we say, on Kol Nidre night, we say in the very beginning, in the context of Kol Nidre, of course Kol Nidre is said three times, Ataras Nidorim takes place, and in the context of Ataras Nidorim, we make the following statement. We say, Al Das HaMokom, Al Das HaKol, B'Yeshiva Shol Malo, U'B'Yeshiva Shol Mato, Anu Matirim L'Hispalel, Im Ha'Avar Yonim. We are in effect a bezin that's been convened to Mimatir Neder, and that bezin is also, shall we say, including whom? The Avar Yonim. Al Das HaMokom Yal Das HaKol. B'Yeshiva Shol Malo, B'Yeshiva Shol Mata. Anu Matirim L'Hispalel Im Ha'Avar Yonim. Even Posha Yisrael also are included in the Tainus Yom Kippurim. I know that somehow all of Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur have to join together. In order to be able to achieve this Kaparas HaTzibur, we have to take all the strands of the hair and form, as I said, plate them into one entity. All the different strands of hair, isolated, now they have to come together and we have to create a braid. Of course, we know, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, that one is not permitted to go ahead and plait one's hair on Shabbos to create braids. It's an Isra Baina Binyan, Gemara derives from a pasuk. But whatever the case is, this is really a very fascinating statement that Tzom Kippur, why is it called Tzom Kippur? Because in effect we are gathering all of Klal Yisrael together, including Rachmanu Litzlan Poshei Yisrael, in order to create the Kaparas HaTzibur. And now we understand why Dafka, this Pius and this Ritzui has to occur. The Shulchan Aruch says Erev Yom Kippur, and why the Gemara in Yuma on page 1 in the Makor number 5 quotes many, many stories about individuals who Dafka went to be Mekayim this Mitzvah of Pius V'Ritzui and Erev Yom Kippur. Because Erev Yom Kippur, we're trying to not simply engage in a pro forma act of Mechila, it's much more than that. We have an effect to transform even those that were our former antagonists, even those who may have been are in some respects a nemesis, some of them we had antipathy for, some of them we had a sense of enmity for, chas v'shalom. They now have to become our friends, they have to be transformed into yedidim v'reim, so there should be ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus in order that this kaparas hatzivah should be achieved. And that's what the Paita means when he says, Yom azivas kinev v'tachrus, Yom simas ava v'reyus. This is in order to achieve this kapara v'tzibur, and therefore this is something that can only take place on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And so here we have really two totally different concepts. One concept that relates to a Mechila concept, that relates to a notion that can take place the entire year. And one a concept that's specifically related to Erev Yom Kippur and the Kaparas HaTzibur that's achieved by all of Klal Yisrael coming together and engaging in an act of Ritzui and Pius, where we no longer have any issues with our neighbor, but even more than that, we have been able to recreate the friendships and the bonds that were rent asunder, once again, are reconnected. And the fact, therefore, we have two Mishnayos. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Yoma that speaks of Ritzui and Pius, that's quoted by the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva in Makor number 3. We have a Mishnah in Hachovel and Baba Kama that speaks of Mechila, that's cited by the Rambam in number 4. But these are two totally different concepts. A very fascinating distinction between the idea of Mechila, the idea of Ritzui. The Kapar of Yom Kippur is different than Mechila. Mechila is relevant Kol Hashana Kula. The Kapar of Yom Kippur comes as a Kapar of a Tzibur. And the Yachid, even each individual, his Kapar is only achieved Derech HaTzibur. Because the Yisari HaMishtaleach, and that was the Karban that was brought on Yom Kippur, that's a Karban Tzibur. And in order to bring the Tzibur together, in order to be Ma'achid the Tzibur, there should be no Mechitza. There should be no wall. There should be no barrier that divides between the people of the Tzibur, and that's what the Paiton writes in the Piyut, Yom Simas Ava Vereyus, Yom Azivas Kine V'tachus. And therefore, we are describing really a new concept. A concept of Erev Yom Kippur, a Yom Tov in and of itself, that embodies the possibility of not only obtaining Mechila, but rising to great heights of Ritzui and Pius. Just as we want to achieve not only Mechila in Ayachas Benan Lamakom, but we also want to achieve a higher level. That higher level is described here by Rabbi Yehuda on page number 2 in item 10. Rabbi Yehuda writes, V'yod yispalo bala tshuva l'Hashem, the Baal Tshuva should pray to Hashem, lim chayz ka'ab shav, v'cha'onin chateisav, his sin should be erased, and his chatayim should in effect be eliminated, v'sheyach botbo v'yirtzeyu, not only does a person want the sins to be eliminated, but he wants Hashem once again, bring me back into my former state of yedidus that I had with you. Hashem should be merutze. V'yayasilo b'ashem lo chata. Back to the very beginning. We should start a new slate again. And he continues by referring to psukim in Tanakh. And then he says, v'tavas ha-tzadikim, I'm reading the underlined section, v'tavas ha-tzadikim in ha-tzlochas l'havi, gratzu mi-Hashem, v'shiach bot v'ayim, not simply to ask for mechila, but Hashem should be desirous of us, should be enamored of us. V'yom rabbi sayin z'chal l'vacha, ein lanu el ha-aras panecha. We want to be once again in the good graces of Hashem. V'u inyon ha-ratzon. And the Rambam says, that's what the person has to be mispalel. Hashiva li sison yishecha, The way we say the davening, we should be zochet to a kind of chadish shemenu kikenim. So too at Erev Yom Kippur, we have to ask our fellow Jew not just for mechila, we have to go way beyond that. We have to embrace them with ritzvi and pius, that it should be at Tzom Kippur, all the Klal Yisrael braided and plaited together. A difficult and certainly very challenging kind of step, but very cathartic. And the idea is that all of Klal Yisrael can enter Yom Kippur as a tzibur, as a community of chaverim, and thereby be zochet to the kapara of Yom Kippur, a kapara that reflects Yom Simas Av Vereus, Yom Azivas Kinev V'Tachos Halavai. That every Erev Yom Kippur we should be zochet to not only a kaparas yachid through mechila and the ritzi and pias of each yachid to another yachid, but beyond that to the Tzom Kippur, to the kaparas atzibur of Klal Yisrael being chaverim, b'fnei Hashem, and being zocheh to the ideal of Ritzui and Peace.